We're here at Shannon Airport on the night of the morning of the 31st October 2004 to respectfully remember the dead of Iraq, Afghanistan on September the 11th. There are no security guards around at all. We saw one truck mooching around twice in the last hour and a half, and he didn't come down this end at all. At the end of the, seems to be the main runway, we can see four planes lined up to our left. That seems to be the main terminal is to our left. There's another large building to our right. It's actually quite beautiful, blue and red, green and orange, and red lights. It's hard to imagine planes taking off here caused such death and destruction in Iraq. We respectfully remember the dead by reading out the names in the next message. This table lists the names of 692 civilians killed as a result of the US-led military intervention in Iraq. For those who knew and loved them, we add our sorrow and condolences. Rashid Majid in Baghdad on the 15th of April 03, cluster bomb. Farfan Majid on the 15th of April 03, cluster bomb. Arkan Majid on the 15th of April 03, cluster bomb. Uday Al-Shimray on the 15th of April 03, cluster bomb. Dana Ali, age 8, in Baghdad on the 19th of April 03, unexploded cluster bomb. Lamaya Ali, age 6, on the 19th of April 03, unexploded cluster bomb. Abdullah Abdul Majid Al-Fadur, age 26, in Basra on the 22nd of April 03, drive-by shooting. Salman Abu Al-Hil, 25, cut on the 24th of April 03 by gunfire. Six members of Khazar Suba Hassan's family, also sister of Muhammad Khazar, age 12 to various, on the 26th of April 03 in Baghdad, explosions and munitions dump. The family of Tamir Khalal in Baghdad on the 26th of April 03, explosions and a munitions dump. Tumar Abdel Hamid, age 47, Fallujah, 28th of April 03, ground fire. Hossein Rashid, 18, on the 28th of April 03, ground fire, explosion. Walid Salah Abdel Latif, age 36. Walid Salah Abdel Latif, 32, in Fallujah, 28th of April 03, ground fire. Cousin of Salah Abdel Hamid, age 36, in Fallujah, 28th of April 03, ground fire. Brother of Ebtisam Shamsuddin, 45, in Fallujah, 28th of April 03, ground fire. Uncle of Ahmed Mutana, Fallujah, 28th of April 03, ground fire. Arthur Karen Al-Nara Fakaya, in Basra, 29th of April 03. Salah Al-Jamani, 20th, in Fallujah, 30th of April 03, ground fire. Danam Al-Jamali, 20th, in Fallujah, 30th of April 03, ground fire. The wife Khalid Abdel, 82, son of Jabbar Abdullah, in Baghdad, date unknown, cluster bomb. Father of Abbas Habib Najaf, no date given, airstrike. Abid Slua, in Basra, May 03, gunshot. Allah Muhammad Hassan, age 13, 2nd of May 03, cluster bomb. Ali Salim, age 14, in Basra, 3rd of May 03, gunfire. Names of the Iraq war dead and occupation dead. Sami Osama, before 8th of April 03, gunfire. Tarek Ayub, Al Jazeera's Baghdad office, 8th of April 03, bombing. Taras Prepsoyuk, 35, Palestine Hotel, Baghdad, 8th of April 03, Angfire. Jose Cuso, age 37, Palestine Hotel, Baghdad, 8th of April 03, Angfire. Bache Arslan Ian, 48, Baghdad, 8th of April 03, gunfire. Hannah Fata, age 70, a mental patient in Al Rashad Hospital, 8th of April 03, gunfire. James Kachadurian, in Baghdad, 8th of April 03, gunfire. Nicholas Kachadurian, Baghdad, 8th of April 03, gunfire. Edmund Kachadurian, 8th of April 03, Baghdad, gunfire. Wail Sabah, mother of Nur and Abdal, Baghdad, 8th of April 03, aerial bombardment of the house. Nur Sabah, age 12, in Baghdad, 8th of April 03, aerial bombardment of the house. Abdul Kader, age 5, in Baghdad, 8th of April 03, aerial bombardment of the house. Brother, sister-in-law, two nephews, two nieces of Khali Abbas Ali, in Baghdad, 9th of April 03, a missile hitting their car. Hamza Muhammad Omar, age 6, 9th of April 03, bombing. Jassim Omar, age 12, 9th of April 03, bombing. Ali Ramsey, age 10, 9th of April 03, bombing. Abu Salam Abdul Ghafir, age 16, 9th of April 03, bombing. Rowan Mohammed Suleiman, 8 months, 10th of April 03. Lower body blown off after crawling over cluster bomb. Hell out of family, various ages. Mansour District of Baghdad, 10th of April 03, tank shell. Item Tamini, age 7, Baghdad, 11th of April 03, omelet from the cluster bomb. Nora Tamini, age 9, Baghdad, omelet from the cluster bomb. Arkan David Bellu, age 28, Baghdad, 11th of April 03, gunshot. Kansas Taib, south of Baghdad, 38th of the 18th of April 03, minefield. Bahad al-Bahaini, age 25, shop on Al-Rashid, Commercial Street, Baghdad, the 11th of April 03, machine gun. The Forces Youth Coalition Casualties. Staff Sergeant Richard S. Eaton, Jr., 37, from Guildford, Connecticut, died in Ramadi, Iraq. Sergeant William C. Eckhart, 25, Rock Springs, Texas. Killed in Bakuba, Iraq, April 2004. Specialist Marshall L. Edgerton, 27, from Rocky Face, Georgia. Killed on his campus, attacked with an improvised explosive device in Iraq on December the 11th. Private First Class on John C. Edwards, 20, from Bensonville, Illinois. Sergeant Aaron C. Eland, 23, from Lowell, Michigan. Specialist William Orr Emanuel Thorpe, age 19, from Stockton, California. Specialist Spencer T. Carroll, age 20, from Woodruff, Arizona. Specialist Michael G. Carr, Jr., San Antonio, Texas. Specialist Mark J. Kosecki, McKees Rocks, Pennsylvania. Second Lieutenant Jeffrey J. Kaler, 24, from Clifton, Virginia. Specialist Chad L. Keith, 21, Baseball, Indiana. Lance Corporal Quinn A. Keith, 21, Page, Arizona. Private Andrew Joseph Kelly, 18, Tavistock, Devon in England. Hence, Lance Corporal Ryan P. Kelly, 21, from Plymouth, Arizona. Corporal Ryan Kennedy, 25, Houston, Texas. Chief Warrant Officer Kyron B. Kennedy, 43. Lance Corporal Brian P. Kelly, 21, Plymouth, Oregon. Corporal Brian Kennedy, 25, Houston, Texas. Chief Warrant Officer Brian E. Kennedy, 43, Boston, Massachusetts. Staff Sergeant Morgan, 23, from Memphis. Specialist Isla Rubel Carver, 25, El Paso, Texas. Corporal Gregor Ruzanek, 21, from Poland. Sergeant John W. Russell, 26, Portland, Texas. Corporal Marcin Rutkowski, 24, Polish Army, in Poland. First Lieutenant Timothy Lewis, 9, 30, from Aurora, Illinois. Chief Warrant Officer Scott A. Sabone, Willow Lake, South Dakota. Specialist Rashid Sahib, 22, Brooklyn, New York. Corporal Rudy Salas, 20, from Baldwin Park, California. First Lieutenant Edward M. South, 27, from Big Fork, Montana. Captain Benjamin, 29, from Rehoboth. Specialist Sonny G. Sampler, 23, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Specialist Gregory T. Sanders, 19, Hobart, Indiana. Leroy Sandoval Jr., Private First Class, 21, Houston, Texas. Specialist Matthew J. Fondry, 24, Pennsylvania. Staff Sergeant Barry Sanford Sr., 46, from Aurora, Colorado. First Lieutenant Neil Anthony Santriello, 24, from Pennsylvania. Isla Rubel Carver, 25, from Patrick, Texas. Corporal Gus Ruzanek, 21, from Poland. Sergeant John W. Russell, 26, from Gorton, Texas. Corporal Martin Rukowski, 24, from Poland. First Lieutenant Timothy Lewis, Ryan, 30, from Aurora, Illinois. Chief Warrant Officer Scott A. Savo, Willow Lake, South Dakota. Specialist Rashid Sahib, 22, from Brooklyn, New York. Corporal Rudy Salas, 20, from Baldwin Park, California. First Lieutenant Edward M. South, 27, from Big Fork, Montana. Specialist Donald F. Oaks, Jr., 20, from Erie, Pennsylvania. Private First Class Brandon F. Oberleitner, 20, from Worthington, Ohio. Private Lee Martin O'Callaghan, 20, from London, England. Lance Corporal Patrick T. O'Day, 20, from Santa Rosa, California. Specialist Gerald D. Odom, 2nd, 22, from San Francisco, Ohio. Specialist Ramon C. Ojeda, 22, from Ramona, California. Marshal Silvio Ola, 35, from Carbonier, Italy. Specialist Justin B. Unworthy, 28, from Chandler, Arizona. Specialist Richard P. Orengo, 32, from Puerto Rico. Lieutenant Colonel Kim S. Orlando. Hey, hey, we're here 40 minutes at least, sitting down, candles lit. No one's going to us. Maybe think of lepers. Our asses are wet. Our knees are wet. Our ankles are wet. We're offering it up in the Catholic tradition. But the apostles suffered unto blood. And we suffered unto mud. Not quite the same thing, but it might have sacrificed. We've been blessed. The Holy Ghost has visited us in the form of a dense fog. We saw one American Airlines plane come in just as we were wandering this direction. Thought it was a guard helicopter coming that low. But of course it happens to land. They don't just stop in the air and drop. That's the Harriet. Yeah, I'm rambling because we've done our vigil. We're still respecting and remembering the dead. So I'm just amazed at how easy it is to walk in here. We could be anybody. We're dressed as Iraqi widows. We could be Iraqi widows with a grudge. And still no security. Nothing. We didn't walk by what looked like a little security hut, which is just over my right shoulder. And not a movement, not a sausage, not a soul. We could have the runway dug up. We could have bombs planted if that was our will, which is not obviously. But it just staggers me how little security there is around here. People of Shannon and its environs should be very concerned, because this is an American military base. We're complicit in the war. It puts them at a grave risk if we, two women, armed only with a Bible and a Quran and a couple of candles, can walk in here, sit here for the best part of an hour with a CD playing Keely noises in the background. Anyone can come in here. It's a lot more dangerous. Yeah, a bit of action here at Shannon. There's something large coming towards us. I'm not sure what it is. Sounds like a plane, and it's drowning out Bob Marley. Typical, nothing good on the radio for ages. One good song comes on, and yeah, I think that's a plane. Here's how it sounds like it. Feels like a very loud robot coming our way. Oh yeah, that's a plane. Oh, sorry, that's a huge plane, and there. We're not on the runway, but we can see it. It's going by us, and it's bloody huge. And it doesn't look like a typical civilian aircraft. There's no windows on it. It's obviously military. And it's just passing right in front of us. Now, if we were terrorists, that wouldn't stand a chance. American Airlines. Is it American Air Force? What's that saying?
No, it's American
Airlines. American Airlines. AA. And it's now turning its jet towards us. It's the one that flew in when we were coming here. And it's taxing and it's gone off the opposite direction. It's got gas to it, so we might just get, if it opens them jet, it'll light my cigarette free. No, we're grand here. Yeah, just go. Okay. I know. These burgers ain't flammable. And they're damp, they'll just smell them. Yeah, it's actually, it's all happening down here at Shannon, let me tell you. But yeah, seriously, if we had evil intent, then a mayhem we could cause here, and this place is an obvious target, because we're complicit in a war. We're at war with the Iraqis. Yeah, we're still sitting here at the end of the runway. Security guard just drove right past us. Okay, we're dressed in black. Okay. I've tried a few radio stations, no joy, doesn't see anyone at any news desk. Right now I'm just saying I've got to phone you as soon as we get arrested. If this ever happens, we should jump up and down. Should have brought Disco CD, you know, that always gets attention. But yeah, your man, just, he literally came around towards us, to the left, swept in front of us, and has now gone off to the opposite direction, what looks like he's gone along the fence. So it's very foggy out here. They turned half the lights off. You know, we're okay with, I get some sleep. Very strange setup, very strange. No security patrols in the area. I'm absolutely horrified. As a once upon a time taxpaying Irish citizen, I'm horrified that they say we beef up security, they don't. They're putting the people in this area at major risk. It's obscene. All it takes is one chemical bomb, one bomb on a plane, and the whole area is gone. And anyone can walk in. There's two women dressed like Iraqi widows, and we just walked in. It's insane. I don't know what else to say. I'm flabbergasted. I thought we'd get pulled before we even were sitting at the end of the runway. It's unreal. It's unreal. It's baffled. This is the nearest I'm going to get to speechless. Yeah, the security guy is gone off in the opposite direction. Fuck's sake, what do you have to do in this town to get arrested? Should have brought a hammer. Oh, kid. Maybe a saw. Right, well, we'll just sit here. I'll fall back when we get pulled. Oh, okay, well, we thought we were going to get pulled. Okay, we'll try again. Maybe we'll jump up and down next time. A van came down, flashing all its lights, loads of spotlights, shined it straight at us and drove by. Now, oh, he's parking at the security point. He's going back for the tea. Bless. Yeah, that's it. He's just parked there and he's not even looking around at us. what the hell? There's nothing wrong with it. Some little jink. On our way now, hang on, is he pulling back out? Yeah, he might be coming our way. No, he's got a torch. It's not shining at us. No, the fucking headlights went right over the top of him. I don't believe that this is truly bizarre. Although he's gone, but no, he's about 100 yards away from us. Now he's about 50 yards away from us. Now he's driving right in front of us. I think we're about to be done. No. He's literally just driven in front of us and right past us. That's the sound of the truck you hear going by. And he's shone his light on us. We are invisible. The Holy Ghost has kept us in mist. He's gone off behind us. Listen, lad, we might see you at the protest at 1 o'clock. We'll be on this side of the gate, okay? We'll be wearing black so you'll know us. Yeah, we nearly got it that time, but no, he came up, shone the light straight at the back of us, and now he's gone off into the hedge. So we might just sit down here and enjoy the ambience with the cold mist falling, but we're pretty upbeat, enjoying the vibe of Shannon. Might dip in, get a bit of juice cream, create a stir in the arrival call. Nah, we just hang out here. We only move to the plane coming in. But hopefully, just can't get this out. I don't know what this guy's doing. I think he feels he's checked this area already. And we are, as I said, in black. So, he just thinks we're Spanish chick. Not the kind he wants to arrest right now, although he's gone the perimeter. Yes, he might be coming over this way. Not good. Oh, God. Yeah, I feel like Judge could. I can just do it and get away with it. This is unreal. And he's come back this way. We just might be done. Stand up and wait. That was just it. Well, nothing. He's checking the other side. I think he knows someone's out here, He has, it's on the hedge. Yeah, he's shining the light at the hedge. No, he's still on this end of the runway. We won't see him for another hour now. I'm trying to find something on the radio. Dance around on the runway. Bit of Bob Marley, what do you reckon? Yeah, we'll check in later and let you know how it goes. Hey, still sitting here beside the runway. One candle is lit. She just got blown away by the plane that time. We're thinking if we're still good under the cops, and there hasn't been a security patrol since the last one, which was over an hour ago. So, if we don't get picked up soon, we're thinking heading down to the airport and just sitting there with our photographs and mounting a visual there. So, if the people don't come to us, we'll go to the people. The man up in the mouth, maybe. Alright, we'll be in touch. Yeah, we just saw people walking towards us with torches and flashlights, and now they've disappeared into the hedge. So we're still hanging tight, waiting for a phone call. But, we had a minute's silence. Just remember the dead, thank you, God, or the powers that be, that we might safely wish that other people could do the same. A plane flew over us, and we didn't get bombed, So we're the lucky ones. Yeah, these torches, mooching around the bushes, that's it, that'll be us soon. But I've got a chance to phone back, so I'll talk to you then. Bye-bye. okay, well, you should be arrested soon. Just get an interview to OTU, JD. You should call them back as soon as you get arrested. It should be soon. I'll arrest the Garda car and the other cars that passed us and are now over in the opposite corner. But we might just shine a torch at them in a minute and say, look, lads, come on, enough's enough. and out of that, no comment. And hopefully we'll see you on the flip side. So if you try to phone back or text, I don't know, you'll know yourself when we're arrested. If I don't phone you within a half hour, we've been arrested, okay? Hopefully. We'll still be sat in here. Yeah, they're out with torches anyway. So we're gonna, we might start walking towards them with the torches and give ourselves up, because, Oh, by the way, I'm at a sign that says, stop, do not proceed beyond this point without ATC clearance. And birds rustling around the hedge. And it's HG or O2, so hangar O2 is what we're right beside. There's the plane, so we're not going beyond the sign. Hangar O2, yeah. Air traffic control and Air Atlanta has a big hangar here. But, OG said they'll use clips as soon as we get arrested, because that would be us just before we got arrested. So what we're going to do, I think, is while they're up for it, as we walk towards them. Yeah. We're going to give ourselves in. Oh, there's my mercy. I'm sitting there. Okay, hang on a sec. Hang on, Duncan, on you. Right, we're going to go. I'll just turn my phone off and make sure I just delete before we head over there. Talk to you later. Ciao.
You have listened to all messages. To listen to your voice messages, press 1. To set your greeting and mailbox password, press 4. For mailbox preferences, press 5. For information on how to use voicemail management features, press 6. For help, press 0. To exit, please hang up. To listen to your voice messages, press 1. To set your greeting and mailbox password, press 4. For mailbox preferences, press 5. For information on how to use voicemail management features, press 6. For help, press 0. To exit, please hang up. Dialing timeout.
Yeah, it's clicked off anyway, so I'll go for the call now.